Broadway Ford Truck Sales is your authorized repair center for your Ford commercial trucks and personal SUVs. Bottom line, Broadway Ford Truck Sales has a solution to your individual business vehicle needs.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
The holidays are coming quick. Now's the time to book your party at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria. Call 726-5300 or go to blackfinamericangrill.com for information.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Saturday, This Week in Real Estate from 2 to 4 p.m. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, right before the Tigers game. We're going to discuss buying foreclosures, short sales, and buying property from banks before they go on the market. Additionally, I'm going to teach you how to help your children get their first home for less than $1,000 out of pocket. Of course, we'll discuss whatever you want to. That's This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
The trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
I'm guilty about that.
You have to keep that strong. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the October 24th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Do you realize 1 week from today, we'll tell the joke you only hear once a year, the great Freddie Freeman Halloween joke. That's only a week away. We're brought to you today by Associated Physicians Group in Illinois, coming very soon to Creve Coeur, Missouri. And that, I've been wanting to have happen for a long, long time. It's finally going to happen, it looks like. APG, apgpain.com. We'll tell you what they do after this. Why, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. That's what they say to the kids when they come and take a tour of KTRS. Because for those of you who don't know, Peon actually works behind it, like Oz, the great and powerful Oz, behind a curtain. And they don't want people to see how easy it is for him to do what he does. A child could do it.
Yes.
And he'll admit that. the man behind the curtain, Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation.
What does it cost?
Absolutely free regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And Rat Boy was telling me earlier that he was a Little League pitcher, and he was banned from Little League. Thrown out because he rubbed what on the ball?
Cheese.
He rubbed cheese on the ball.
No, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Foreign substance.
That's right. And hello to Judy Martin, who used to be part of this introductory process until she just had enough of it and couldn't take it anymore and got out of here. Hello, Judy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the Oh Boy Orchestra. Thank you.
I feel sorry for the people that just got off work and are tuning in right now, because earlier they got the people that were listening earlier got to hear
what a roster of celebrities.
Many, my goodness, so many guests.
Unbelievable. I don't know that any station had that many famous people. Yep, sorry you missed it. That'll teach you. That'll teach you to take off work early and go sit in your car. We're brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. Three locations, three offices over in Illinois, O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. Let me tell you something, you youngsters out there, that was my Ed Sullivan. If you don't know who that is, then you really are young. But here's what's going to happen. One of these days, you're going to be middle-aged, and then after that, you're going to be old, and after that, you're going to die. And before you die, some stuff is going to happen to you. We can't go into all of it. Some of it's not very pleasant. One of the things that happens, APG can't help you with, and it's in a news story that if I have time today, I'll get into hemorrhoids. Yeah, big article on hemorrhoids and how many people now, is like an epidemic of it. But that's not what they deal with. The other thing that'll happen to you is things kind of start creaking and squeaking and get sore. And sometimes you have to have help. You have to have therapy, pain management, physical therapy. That is where APG comes in. The best way to remember that name, APG, is All Pain Gone. That's the goal. And thanks to Linda Powers, I believe was her name, who was on yesterday with us. What a great testimonial. Boy, did they change her life. She was having some problems, and now she can do all the things she wants to do. Her mobility has been restored and her pain relieved, and she gave all the credit to the folks at APG. They are in the physical therapy pain management business. The four primary parts of the body that people come into them with complaints about are knee, neck, back, and shoulder. Those are the big ones. And this knee thing, look, I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made in knee replacement surgery. You've got the titanium thing, whatever, and the company that makes it and sells it, and you've got the charges from the hospital and the doctor. There are a lot of people that think they have to have knee surgery who don't. Now, granted, some people do. That's the only solution is knee surgery, knee replacement surgery. But the folks at APG can tell you, as they have literally, and I'm not making this number up, about 5,000 documented cases of people who have come to them who were told they needed knee surgery, and 90% of that 5,000 number found out they didn't need it. They needed pain management. They needed physical therapy, and they got it at APG. So if you want to know more about what they do and how well they do it, go to apgpain.com. That's apgpain.com. I just want to say quickly hello to some people over at St. Luke's Hospital. I was there yesterday, not in the hospital, but I had to go see a guy named Dr. Gaurav Shah, S-H-A-H. He is a retinal, not rectal, retinal, like eye, doctor. And whenever you are sent to a place by another doctor, I have an ophthalmologist named Steve Wexler, Dr. Wexler. Dan, you know him. What a terrific, terrific guy.
He's awesome.
And even though he was very aware of Dr. Shah and what he did, it's still a real weird feeling, and I don't care who you are, when you're thrown into a place where you don't know really why you're there or what you're doing there, and there's some tests to run, and you're just in unfamiliar territory. What an impressive bunch of people. And it started with the lady that, you know, when you walk into the doctor's office and they go, hey, I need you to fill out this stuff. And you always have to do that. Okay, date of birth, how many, have you ever had surgery, diabetes, heart disease, cholera, and there's a whole, it starts there. And Vicky was the lady's name. Couldn't have been more pleasant and nice. And that's where the, that's the point right there in a doctor's office where you either want to run to your car and go, I can't go through with this, or you start to feel like you're in really good hands. And they did a good job of that. And the lady named Michelle and Tiffany, and then, of course, Dr. Shaw himself. What is it with these doctors that they can be so calm? And you know what I'm talking about? It's Wexler's the same way.
They make you feel.
They never are upset or when they decide, okay, they've taken all the tests and they go to explain you what it is. They just have the good ones have a way of doing it. It's hard to explain.
Bedside manner.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's not a bed. It's chairside manner. But it's the same thing. And so to the folks over and this guy. Is it like five different offices? One day of the week he's at St. Luke's. One day he's in St. Peter's. One day he's in Mount Vernon, for goodness sake. Oh. Then he's in the South County. It's just all over the place. I don't know how these people, nurses, doctors, I don't know how they do that every day. If you think about it, you are interacting every day with people who aren't thrilled to be there. And it just takes a special person, so I was very impressed with this place. On the way in today, I was behind a vehicle that prompted me to make a little note to myself to just share with you a reminder and a warning. When you see a like a big U-Haul or Ryder truck, and some of them are pretty big trucks, here's what you have to keep in mind. That person driving that thing is not a truck driver.
I know.
It's a renter. I'm surprised they rent. And some of these things are big.
The really big ones, the ones that are like vans or something like that. I can understand that. But yeah, the big truck.
I mean, they're almost like tractor trailer.
When I moved two times ago, I went to one of those places to rent. Not one of their. It was like one of their medium sized trucks, right. But they didn't have any, so they gave me the biggest 27-foot
oh my goodness
truck.
It's
and
scary.
I had never driven anything like that, but
it's scary.
I mean, if you're if you're a decent driver, you can handle it, but
can be a decent driver, it's still overwhelming,
right? But you have to be very careful.
I guess my point here is when you see one, keep your distance, kind of get away, because that clown driving that thing,
there's no test, there's no special insurance, no anything.
That's the biggest thing he or she has ever driven, and they might take a corner and wipe out about three cars and a signpost or something. My dad, when I was a little kid, we moved and he rented a pretty good size U-Haul thing. And he, again, for you youngsters out there, there was a time at a gas station where, and Dan, you'll remember this, all of them had like a pyramid of oil cans sitting on display outside. And my dad pulled into this place, had no idea how tall this truck was. He tore the entire awning, roof, lights, fluorescent lights crashing and just glass everywhere, knocked the entire oil display down, and there's oil all over the parking lot, just cans burst open. He said it was the most embarrassing thing because he didn't know. He didn't know how high the truck was, and he man, did quite a bit of damage there, so just keep your distance from
somebody hates these oil cans.
Yeah,
and you keep your distance. It's one thing to be behind a real truck where a guy knows how to drive a truck, and it's another to get behind those people. Just a couple of little Busch Stadium tidbits I thought you might get a big kick out of, because, as you know, Saturday night they're back at Busch Stadium. How many people, and this is legitimate information right off their website, on an average game day, game at Busch Stadium, how many people do you think are employed? How many employees, and they call them day-of-game employees, are in that stadium? From the concession stand people to the vendors to the people that seat you.
To management, everything.
Yeah, I have the number. What do you think it is?
Wow.
500.
What do you think?
500? I was going to say more like 1,000.
3,000.
Oh, wow.
There are 3,000 Day of Game employees at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, because you think each concession stand probably has 6 to 10 people in it.
Oh, probably more than that, yeah.
Well, you've got the turnstile ticket-taker people. Yeah. You got the vendors.
Grounds crew.
You have grounds crew. You have the food people who are moving the food.
Security.
3,000 people.
The guy selling the program.
At the average game. In a year, Busch Stadium sells 540,000 hot dogs. That sounds low to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
What?
Yeah, it does.
540,000 hot dogs.
Oh, 540,000.
But it still sounds low.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Well, hold on here. You got 50,000 people. It's round numbers. 50,000.
You think
people.
There's only 81 home games?
Yeah, but and they've been averaging 3 million fans through the turnstiles.
That just seems low. But yeah. I guess not everybody eats hot dogs. 181,000 pounds of nacho chips. Rat boy, you'll love this.
Uh-oh.
30 in a season home games. 32,000 gallons of nacho cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, cheese. 15,373,800 feet of toilet paper.
Wow.
Now, who measures that? I guess they go by rolls.
They know each roll.
They know how many rolls they go through and how long, I guess, a roll is. The Cardinals website draws about 33 million people to it in a season. 33 million. The Cardinals Hall of Fame Museum, their collection is the largest team-held collection in all of Major League Baseball. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
And it's second only to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in terms of its size. And there are over 16,000 memorabilia items and over 80,000 archival photographs in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame Museum.
That's pretty awesome.
Second only to Cooperstown. That's pretty impressive. Cardinals were actually founded in 1882 as an American Association team called, Dan, what was the name? The very first name of the Cardinals.
Very first name?
1882.
Oh, man, I don't know.
The St. Louis Brown Stockings. What a horrible name.
Yeah.
In 1892, 10 years later, they moved to the National League and changed the team name to the St. Louis Browns. They took the stockings off. They took the stockings off. In 1899, the name was changed to the, boy, this is really bad, the St. Louis Perfectos. That only lasted a year. And the next year, 1900, they changed it to the St. Louis Cardinals. A couple other quick things here. All right, what year did DeWitt and these guys buy the team from Anheuser-Busch?
Oh, man. Was that like, let's see, 89?
No.
Take a shot at it, Peon. 2002.
1996. Wow.
1996. Group of investors. And I remember, and I'm pretty sure this is accurate, the number that they paid for the stadium, the parking garages, the team, the whole thing. It was something like $105 million. Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. They stole that team. Good for them. That's it. That's enough. But that's, yeah, just a little interesting stuff. I like that kind of stuff. John McAfee, the guy who founded the antivirus company, McAfee, I watched an interview with him, and then I printed out a transcript of the interview. This is not a political statement, okay? This is a statement about, if you folks remember, and I don't get political, I don't really know a lot about politics, but I said about 3 months ago, I said, just get ready. You have no idea what a disaster you're about to be a part of with this Affordable Health Care Act. John McAfee, the founder of McAfee Antivirus, his exact words were, this Affordable Health Care is a hacker's dream, because essentially what he's saying is it will, one, cause the loss of income for the millions of people who are going to lose their identities. Think about it. He said anybody can now set up a website that looks like a legitimate healthcare broker for the government. And once people who don't know go to there, they're going to ask you the things any body's going to ask you before you get insurance. Your name, your social security number, your whole history. He said it's going to be a mess. And in his words, quote, the loss of income for millions of Americans who are going to lose their identities over this whole thing. He says fake websites are going to pop up. They're going to fool people. They're going to think they're signing up for Obamacare. He said it is, in his words, seriously bad. Somebody made a grave error, not in designing, but in simply implementing the web aspect of it. And the number I heard this morning was now that has been spent on it is $600 million. So buckle up. Get ready. This is a great idea. It's a company called Bounce Imaging. They have come up with a camera. It's actually six cameras. Think of a softball, and it's rubber, so it's got a little cushion to it. And there are six cameras. Just think of any way you'd hold the softball. There's a camera looking at you. And the reason they came up with this is, remember the bomber that they found in the boat under the tarp in the guy's backyard?
Yes.
They said if they'd had this, you toss it in there, you look on your smartphone or tablet, and you can see what that ball camera, it's a six-lensed sphere, and you can throw it into a building because it's rubberized. You can throw it under a tarp. Anywhere that you are dangerous, you don't know, you don't even want to send a dog in there, and it will look around and show you, because no matter how it lands, you've got a 360-degree view. Yeah, and they said they've gotten the price down to under $1,000. There was a company that had one before, but it was $5,500, and these police departments couldn't afford to buy them. Now they say this is going to save some lives, because with that bomber, the article I read said that there was a point where once they knew he was in it, somebody had to be that guy who goes over and lifts that tarp up.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going on in there. And it's also black and white. And the reason for that is black and white is not nearly, it doesn't require as much light. So in a dimly lit situation, they don't care what color jacket a guy's got on. They want to know who's in there. Everything shows up better in black and white, even in low light. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A guy called earlier and thought he had a joke I didn't know. And his version was a duck. Same joke, and thank you, whoever you were, for calling, because after you called, we're off the air, and Peon says, well, how long since you've done that joke? I said, you know, I think it's been long enough. My version is a chicken. Same joke, so here we go. Guy decides he wants to go, we'll say Gravity, the Sandra Bullock movie. He wants to go see this movie. And he has a pet chicken. Now, his chicken, to him, is like a lot of people's dog. I mean, they're inseparable. And he raised it from a little chick, and it goes with him everywhere he goes. So he goes to the movie theater ticket window, and he says, I'd like a ticket to see Gravity. And she says, is that a chicken? He said, yeah. She said, you're not thinking of taking it into the theater. He said, oh, yeah. He says, it's well-trained. She said, no. You can't take a chicken. I'm sorry, you can't do that. Next. And the next person in line comes up, and he steps off to the side. He goes around the corner behind a building and stuffs the chicken down in his pants, hoping that he's got on some, you know, those baggy pants that are kind of half shorts, half pants. He thinks, well, I'll stuff it down here. So he comes back, and he said, I'd like a ticket to see Gravity. She says, okay, I see you took the chicken home. He said, yes, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. She says, all right, well, fine. You can go in. And he gets in the theater. And once they dim the lights down after the previews and stuff, he wants the chicken to be, he doesn't want it to smother. So he unzips his pants and he lets the chicken stick its head out so it can breathe. Now, next to him are two elderly ladies. And one punches her friend, and she says, you are not going to believe what is going on next to me. She says, what do you mean? The man next to me has his thing out. It's out of his pants. I can't believe it. And her friend says, well, you know, they're just weirdos everywhere. She says, yeah, but his thing is out. She says, look, Dolores,
it's not like you've never seen one before. She says, well, I've never seen one that eats popcorn.
Time to get a look at traffic. Now we're going to go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident southbound on 270 near Tucson Ferry. That one's out of the way, but your damage has really been done. You're stop and go from 64 all the way through Tucson Ferry southbound on 270. Clear the incident as well eastbound on 64 at Timberlake Manor, but you're backed up to at least Boone's Crossing. Now 64 westbound, still heavy, headed out of the city, Science Center to McCausland. Then again, long road out to the Boone Bridge. 170 southbound is stop and go between Olive and 64. 70 westbound, heavy between Zumbel and Midrivers Mall Drive. 270 eastbound up in North County, a heavy stretch between Lindbergh and 170. Working with the stall, 170 northbound at Natural Bridge. That one's on the right shoulder. 70 eastbound remains heavy from St. Louis Avenue through the Dome. This update is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the end of the week. Our Friday show brings you a couple of comics. Comedian Jim Gaffigan, who brings his show to the Peabody. We'll have a visit with him and comedian actor Hal Sparks. We'll also go to the movies with Tom O'Keefe, some listener games, and a lot more. It starts at 1. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Some free advice on windows advertised at $189 from Steve Wilkie of Wilkie Window and Door.
We certainly can do the $189 price. The problem is that it's really not a complete window installation.
The price looks great, but what are you really getting with these windows?
Many times the price doesn't include screens or aluminum wrapping around the frame. It may not include the foam insulation in the window. Disposal is normally extra.
When you work with Wilkie Window and Door, there are no surprises.
Oh, you wanted this option. Oh, you wanted that option. That'll cost extra. We don't play those games at Wilkie. We keep our prices fair right out of the gate.
At Wilkie Window and Door, we're proud to feature Anderson 400 Series Window and Door products. Turn your window replacement into serious home improvement with Anderson 400 Series Replacement Windows. To learn more, visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh, or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Ford Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news. The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Are you embarrassed about your smile?
Let Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold give you your smile back in as little as one day.
Call their caring staff at 636-287-9331. Replacement dentures start at just $395 per set.
Simple extractions are just $39 per tooth with the purchase of immediate dentures.
Providers are general dentists and not specialists.
Dentures and Dental Services, Thomas John Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, LLC, and Associates.
Your new smile is a day away.
Call 636-287-9331.
What you're supposed to do to take care of your tires by Mike Rowe. You know, I don't really know what you're supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
Sunday afternoons at 3, the Big 550 will be legal. It's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, a new show that provides critical information you need to protect your legal rights. Join Chris Dysart, a former federal prosecutor, and co-host Kelly Jackson as they help you take on a greedy, selfish world. Chris answers your legal questions and discusses legal decisions that impact you and interviews cutting-edge guests about topics that can change your life for the better. Join Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's a common sort of theme in your music today, sort of running thread, a lot of drums.
Bob hat, slow ride.
All right, no Mike Evans today. He's a slacker. He says he's on a plane.
So is he coming here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think.
That's like
to see his daughter or something. It's all up to you. It's on you. It's your time. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free 888-550-5877. There are a few things health-related or doctor visit-related that I don't know how anybody could be comfortable talking about. Like earlier when I said retinal and I said not rectal, it's just awkward to go into a doctor's office and say anything about anything back there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a shooting pain in my
rectum.
Yeah.
I have to go very soon and get my prostate checked.
Well, report back to us on that.
Yeah.
The reason I mention this is there is a word and a condition that has become one of the most searched words on Google in the last couple of years as baby boomers get older. It is searched about 120,000 to 130,000 times a week, and it's hemorrhoids.
Oh.
And they said, like, the last 3-4 years, the interest in the word hemorrhoids and reading about hemorrhoids. What is that saying? It's saying a lot of people are getting hemorrhoids.
Well, it could be also two more people are comfortable with searching for things on the internet, you know,
yeah, but they
health
didn't
issues.
Search, even though there was Google search in 06, 07, just this last 2 or 3 years, they said a lot of interest in hemorrhoids. And then this last part of the article says hemorrhoids are normal parts of the human anatomy. Really? They're normal parts of the human hemorrhoids?
Well, yeah, isn't there a study that half the people are, over the course of their lifetime will get them or something like that?
Now, is there something up there and then it comes
what it says.
Out?
They serve a purpose. Little blood vessels act like water balloons inside the lower rectum and help people control bowel movements. And then it says.
Water balloons.
Yeah. That's real medical.
I don't want balloons in there.
And it says the best way to avoid getting symptomatic hemorrhoids or fissures. Jeff Fisher. Jeff Hemorrhoid. He's called Jeff Hemorrhoid. Our coach, Jeff Hemorrhoid. Just kidding. If you're listening, Jeff, I'm sure you're not. The best way not to get them is to avoid constipation. Well, how do you do that?
Really?
That's easy to say. And prolonged straining on the toilet. You can strain, but don't make it prolonged. And then you're supposed to eat high fiber. It says when too much pressure is positioned on the blood vessels in the rectal area, hemorrhoids may bulge or become swollen. Well, I think all we need to know is don't feel bad if you're checking out hemorrhoids. You think you have them. Apparently, everybody, you're not alone. Everybody has them, almost. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
The other day, you were talking about statistics, and one of them was that 19% of the women in the United States has never had sex.
No, it was 20%. 20% said they never have sex in their lives.
Okay. Well, did you read the rest of that report? Because if you went on down the report, if you read a little bit further down, it also had the statistics of how many of those women were married.
I didn't go that far.
Oh, it was all the way down toward the bottom. It was like 90% of them were married.
Hmm. Well, that sure doesn't make sense.
No.
My wife can't get enough.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dan, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, heck yeah.
Fionn?
Yeah.
That must be an erroneous information, but I'll look into that. Thank you, Kevin.
AM and a PM. Thanks, guys.
Hallelujah. There's a difference in not getting it and not wanting it. They made it sound like they didn't necessarily, they wanted it, but they didn't get it. Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Frank?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I was listening to Miguel Magalhaven's show this morning.
Miguel Magalhaven, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and he had Jimmy Carter on, and along with Bill Clinton, and one of the Kennedys. But the interview that I'm looking for the most was the one with Marilyn Monroe. Could you see if you could find those for me?
I'll check right now. Hang on. No, we don't have them. We have the Bill Clinton interview.
I don't have access to that.
We do have that. Apparently, one of our reporters caught up with Bill Clinton about the game last night.
Oh man,
that's what I'm interested in. Is the interview with the one I'm really interested in is with Marilyn Monroe. I don't know if you can pull that off or not.
I doubt that we can. We're not that talented. But I'll check. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye bye.
I'll play you just a brief portion of the Clinton thing. He watched the game.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened to the St. Louis Cardinals. This is not even the same team that I'm used to watching. And listen, when I say this, listen to me. I did not enjoy the game. I wanted the Cardinals to win, and I wanted them to play the way we've all become accustomed to them playing. I'm saying tonight they better turn things around. Go Cards.
Wow.
That's him.
That was pretty awesome.
Recognize him. What, we have Carter?
We do?
Yeah, here it is. Hang on. Oh, it's McCardle Go Cardinals.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank, I made him in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I don't know this for sure, but I understand that Tom Brokaw was in town last night.
We just had him on twice today already.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, late to the party, Mike.
A little late, yeah.
Did you catch the interview that he had with Casey Kasem as he was coming out of a porta potty on the corner of a parade route?
I did not catch
the corner
that.
Of a parade
I did
route.
Not hear the Casey Kasem part.
Okay. Well, could you give me some examples?
Thank you, Mike. I'll see if I can dig that up for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Is this it? Kasem? No, it says it right here, Kasem. Mm-hmm. Hello again, everybody. This is Casey Kasem. Well, it happened last night in Boston. The beloved St. Louis Cardinals just weren't in the game. I don't know where their heads were. Maybe their heads were up in the stars, like I've always told you to reach for. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Whatever happened, I just want them to know. I, Casey Kasem, am always going to be a Cards fan.
Wow.
Wow. That's him. That's Casey. Awesome. That's Casey Kasem. There's more? Oh, I cut it off. I didn't. So earlier, there's some other. Let me play this other
part. There's more from Casey.
I'm Casey Kasem, and here's a long-distance dedication. Dear Casey, last night I was in Boston, Massachusetts. I witnessed something I never would have believed possible. The St. Louis Cardinals playing like a bad little league team. Casey, would you please send out a dedication to the Cards? Tell them I still love them, and I'm always going to be a Cards fan. Signed, Cards fan forever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Casey. That's Casey Kasem. Hello, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I'm laughing pretty much here the whole way home. And I was just thinking while the other callers were calling in, I could have swore I saw Sylvester Stallone in a Cardinals T-shirt last night on the broadcast. Did you happen to run into him last night?
Hang on and let me check with one of our producers. Stallone, was he there? He was there. Yes, I've just been told he was there. I'll get that for you.
Too bad you didn't tape that.
I think, did we record? Yes, we did. One of our reporters caught him. I'll get it as soon as we hang up here, Brad. Thank you. I didn't know this. Sylvester Stallone talking to one of our reporters about the game last night. Here it is.
You know, I can tell you the ball, you know, threw it all over the place. Cosmo, you know, that's not, I don't know. I hated it.
There you go. Thanks to all the callers for calling to our attention. Interviews we didn't even know that the station had
done. Paying attention.
What a staff of reporters we have. All right, the low tonight in the outlying areas where I live, mid to upper 20s. That's right, you heard me, mid to upper 20s. How's your heat? How's that heating and air conditioning unit? Is it going to be up to the challenge? It's just the beginning. It's going to get real cold. Don't wait until you're freezing to death. Don't wait till pipes freeze. Don't wait. Let me tell you something else. If you leave home like for a couple of days, so you take a weekend this when you go away, and that heating unit craps out, you got about 2 or 3 days for pipes to freeze, and you don't want that. You don't want to come home to a house where you can see your breath, and you go, hey, the heat's not working. Oh, and it hadn't been working for 2 or 3 days. You just didn't know it. Make sure it is functioning properly. I think it's much more dangerous to have a house where the heat's not working, especially if you're away from home for a couple of 3 days, than it is if the air conditioning's not working. A lot more damage could be done. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years in business. Commercial, residential, any type, any make, any model, any brand, St. Louis and St. Charles counties. They'd be happy to take you on as a new customer, and you're going to be happy you did. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I know, lots of heating and cooling companies. They all sound great, don't they? That's the way advertising works. You're supposed to come on and make your company sound better than everybody else's. You make the decision for yourself. You tell me, of the people you've had to come out to your place, your business, your home, for heating and air conditioning service or work, after you have Matheny, you let me know how they stack up. And my guess is you're never going to call anybody else again. You'll never have to. You will finally have found a dependable, respectful, courteous, reasonably priced, competitive, knowledgeable heating and cooling company. And that is Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
See how traffic's rolling along. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, a little bit of good news. We are thinning out quite a bit on most of the roadways this afternoon. 64 westbound, the only heavy pocket now is between Hampton and McCausland. West of there, it's a good run all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Working, though, with a new crash just on southbound 270. It's between Marshall Road and Highway 44, blocking the left lane. That has you backed up to Clayton Road southbound on 270. Southbound 170 still heavy between Del Mar and 64. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes in that pocket between Cave Springs and Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. This update brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. available at Axon and Mobil. Their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnection.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Hey, thanks for being with us. I'm on assignment tomorrow. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Pirates attacked a supply ship off the coast of Nigeria.